Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Michigan leading the way in a trend that's happening across the country, states reducing the amount of weeks for unemployment benefits. Jobless Michiganians will now receive 20 weeks of benefits instead of 26. To talk about this change and how much of an impact it's likely to have on the unemployed, I'm joined by Mike Evangelist. He's a policy analyst with the National Employment Law Project. Thank you for joining me, Mike.
Thank you.
Those who are steadily employed may look at the unemployment structure, which includes not only state, but also federal and then extended unemployment benefits, and say, what's the big deal about six less weeks of state coverage? Isn't that a relatively small reduction?
No, actually it's not. Since the 1950s, Michigan has offered 26 weeks of benefits, and that's pretty much been the national standard for the last half century. So this is really an unprecedented cut. And Michigan was the first state to do this, and in the state that's got such high unemployment and really been hit hard by the recession, it's unfortunate that it would lead the way in that respect.
You know, while others say this economic downturn is the worst time to cut benefits, others look at the need to balance the state budget and cut programs across the board. Isn't this type of reduction just another necessary cost-cutting measure?
No, I mean, it's definitely not, and it's not going to save money in the short term either. In the first place, employers right now are facing increases in federal unemployment taxes, and these are related to the state's need to borrow to pay unemployment insurance benefits. And the recent cuts are not going to affect those federal taxes. They're going to keep going up $21 per employee per year until the state pays down its borrowing. And, you know, frankly, these cuts could take as much as $300 million out of the pockets of unemployed workers, but that's just not enough to bring down that deficit. And there's not a whole lot that employers are going to do to avoid those cuts.
Well, what about the savings the state will have by not having to pay out those 6 weeks for each unemployed person?
There's not really any state savings here. Michigan will pay interest on its federal borrowing. And, you know, these recent cuts are not going to lower that interest bill all that much. In fact, the state's going to pay $117 million in interest in September, and the cuts will not affect that at all. I mean, that's already going out the door, and there's nothing they can do to prevent that from happening.
Well, the presumption of the cut was that it would save money. If that's not the case, why do you presume that lawmakers are taking this action now?
I think that this has been a long-term policy goal of the business community to reduce benefits throughout the state, and they just took advantage of opportunity. And the unfortunate thing is a lot of this was done behind closed doors. People don't really understand the unemployment insurance system, and they don't really understand these cuts until, you know, it comes time to claim the benefits and they're not there. So I think, you know, a lot of it is the public just doesn't understand what's going on, and it's been very easy to move these cuts forward for the business community.
There is a sentiment by some that receiving unemployment benefits keeps a person from aggressively pursuing a job or even foregoing job opportunities that may seem less than desirable. Do you think there's any truth in that?
Well, the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco estimated that the recent extensions have caused people to stay unemployed for as much as 3.5 weeks longer than they would have. Frankly, you know, that's an exchange I'm willing to make for people to be able to stay in their homes, keep food on their table, and clothe their children. I don't think it's a huge, huge difference.
Now, the unemployment rate, which stands at over 10% in Michigan, how accurate is that number? I've heard statements that the real rate is closer to 25%. How can that be?
Sure. I mean, when you look at people that are working part-time for economic reasons, so they want to work full-time, but they simply can't find a full-time job, if you start including them, if you include people that have dropped out of the labor force and, you know, maybe they looked for a job a year ago, but they've just given up hope and they're no longer looking, but they're able to work and want to work. If you start including all those people, yeah, you get up to about 25% unemployment throughout the state.
So when people are no longer considered among the official unemployed, especially when they've stopped looking for work, what exactly does that mean? I mean, where does that leave them if they're not looking for work and they don't have a job?
Basically, to get unemployment insurance benefits, you have to be continuously looking for work. So, people receiving unemployment insurance benefits are counted as unemployed. At least they should be in the survey data. But for people that fall off unemployment insurance benefits or stop looking, I mean, there's not a whole lot out there for them. There's food stamps. I imagine people are probably moving in with family members, pulling together family resources to get by, but there aren't a whole lot of state or federal programs to help them once they're off unemployment insurance benefits or no longer eligible for them.
I'm talking to Mike Evangelist. He's a policy analyst with the National Employment Law Project. Mike, how difficult is the job market right now? Is this really a worse time for job seekers than during the Great Depression?
I wasn't alive during the Great Depression. I think one thing that we have now is programs like unemployment insurance and food stamps to soften that blow. And they all came about due to the Great Depression. So I'd say workers are definitely in a better situation today because of these programs. Do they face a tougher job market? I really don't know. I can tell you that there's almost 5 unemployed workers for every job out there. So if you filled every job opening with an unemployed worker, you'd still have about 11 million people looking for work. So I would say that's a really tough situation. And then, we've also learned through our internet research and through talks with recruiting firms that there's a lot of discrimination going on against the unemployed. So job ads that say must be currently employed to apply, things like that. And that's making it really difficult for people that have been out of work to get reemployed.
Where are we when it comes to job growth? We hear of modest gains and losses. Have we really seen job gains since President Obama was elected?
I can tell you over the past 2 years, I think we've added about 1 million jobs. This is something that I haven't looked into recently. But no, there hasn't been strong job growth, and you do have to add about 100,000 jobs a month just to keep pace with employment or population growth, I should say. And today we added, I think, 117,000 jobs, so that barely filled that natural growth that we should be experiencing.
Finally, when we look at the unemployment benefits, I mean, we saw, the extensions put in place. We saw them run out. There was a period where the Congress was continually extending benefits, and they finally drew the line on that. It seems that since that's occurred, there hasn't been any major uproar. So do you expect any real public reaction to the fact that we're going to see 6 less weeks of unemployment benefits?
Well, I think it's going to affect states like Michigan a lot. As you said, the federal benefits are going to run out at the end of 2011. So if you became unemployed in July or going forward, you're no longer eligible for those federal benefits. And that's not something that your average person knows or understands. And I think you will definitely see an uproar come January when that program is no longer in existence. So we're obviously hoping that there's some sort of extension into the future on those federal benefits.
And so let's break it down. What do unemployed workers have to look forward to if they lose their jobs after this 20-week benefit limit is put into place? Ultimately, when you include the state and federal benefits, how long will they have, how much time will they have to receive benefits?
Well, someone that becomes unemployed right now will basically get the 26 weeks of state benefits that are currently in place. If they lose a job after December 2011, they'll have the 20 weeks of state benefits, and without a federal extension, there will be no federal benefits, and they'll only have 20 weeks available.
I see. So there actually won't be any federal benefits at all?
No. If people are currently on them or on them at the turn of the year, they'll be able to, they'll phase out slowly. So they'll be able to finish whatever tier they're on, but they won't be able to start a new tier. So those will, gradually phase out between, I think, January and April.
So we're talking about 5 months then of unemployment benefits, essentially. What would you say is kind of the ideal amount of time to offer workers in terms of benefits?
As far as state benefits go, it's like I said before, 26 weeks has really been the gold standard, and that has been carried by basically all states since the 1950s. So I think there's definitely precedent there to offer that amount. Obviously it'd be better if the federal benefits were automatic in that they were tied to the unemployment rate and would kick in without any deliberation by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You can debate on whether they should be 60 weeks, 30 weeks. I mean, that's definitely up in the air, but I think that something needs to be in place. and it should be consistent so workers know what's available and understand the system.
So are we talking about a year then? A year of benefits would probably suffice in terms of this current job market?
You know, I really don't know. You can argue whether the 99 weeks was too much or not. A lot of people have gone to the end of the full 99 weeks. I think ideally there'd be something to happen after the person exhausts, so some sort of job creation program where people had some employment opportunities and something in addition to unemployment insurance. So, you know, I don't really think it's the length of time that's so important. After a certain point, it'd be helpful to have some policies in place to get people back to work.
Essentially a predictable system to allow people to know what to expect if they do lose a job.
Exactly, and with some sort of employment guarantee for people that do run out.
Mike Evangelist, he's a policy analyst with the National Employment Law Project. Thank you for joining me, Mike.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.